everyone. It's Ted from Consumer Cellular, the guy in the orange sweater, and this is your wake-up call. If you're paying too much for wireless service, you don't have to keep having that nightmare. Consumer Cellular has the same fast, reliable coverage as the leading carriers for less. And for a limited time, new customers receive their second month free when they sign up and use promo code MONTHFREE by May 31st. So why keep spending more than you have to? Seriously, wake up and call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit ConsumerCellular.com.
Taxes, fees, and other third-party charges will apply. See website for additional details.
The less your business spends, the more margin you keep. But today, everything costs more, so smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, and HR into one proven platform, helping you reduce IT costs, maintenance costs, and manual errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move to NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/stereo. netsuite.com/stereo.
You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
We're all looking for ways to save, especially on medical bills. But where do you start? Unless you're a medical billing expert, finding savings can seem impossible. HealthLock can help. HealthLock is a healthcare technology company that securely connects with your insurance and flags errors like overbilling, wrong codes, and fraud. You can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. Saving starts with knowing where to look. Visit HealthLock.com today before you see another healthcare provider.
What a circus of emotions. The ride I have been on this morning is like nothing you can imagine. So I did Watch What Happens Live. I then did a re-rant about my experience on Watch What Happens Live with Jeff Lewis and what's going on with Andy Cohen and how I walked into the Bravo clubhouse and Andy and I first decided to address an issue in the clubhouse. And then it aired. So then I had already recorded this and then it aired and it was like, I wanted to talk to you again. It's like a circular reference. I can't stop going in circles because I am so Teflon and so used to just, you know, playing strong tennis and going into the clubhouse, which is a tough sphere to be in, which is part of the Bravo sphere that I just, that's the part I don't miss. Like, frankly, the beginning of when I was coming up, you'd have an Us Weekly article. You wouldn't have Instagram and TikTok and Twitter. And so I'm going to give a shout out to all the housewives that endure this pop culture circus because it's a treadmill. And people like Erica Jane have had to get pummeled, not only in the media, the mainstream media, on TikTok, on Twitter, on Instagram, live it, rinse it, repeat it, and do it all over again. People like Lisa Rinna, you know, it can be intense. So I have to give all the housewives a big shout out and say that they deserve whatever it is that they're getting paid because they shoot the show airs, then they go through the media tour, then they go on Watch What Happens Live. And, you know, as I said to Andy Cohen this morning, I said, it's fine. Watch What Happens Live for me is like, okay, I went in, I promoted my podcast, I took some punches, and that's what the deal is. I'm going to go in, I'm going to take some punches, you know, promote my podcast, and I'm sure I do it all over again tomorrow. So since this episode aired of myself, Andy, and Jeff Lewis, a lot has happened. People have reached out to me. Oh my God, you handled yourself like a champ. They were coming for you. It felt like an ambush. It felt like they were ganging up. Some people, wow, that was explosive. That was fun. That was a roller coaster road. Some people on TikTok, Bethany's vile piece of garbage and she deserved what she got. Or, you know, I have a lot of haters on TikTok, or they maybe all just show their face and say how much they hate me there. And Twitter too. TikTok and Twitter are probably the two most hateful places I can imagine on social media. But you know what? You got to be able to take it if you're going to, you know, be part of the fun parts of it. And I am Teflon. So after that episode, I got so many messages and everybody was clamoring. You can't imagine the downloads for my own, this podcast, just talking about the aftermath of that. Like, people were just running on to hear my perspective about what went down. And I was shocked to hear a lot of the negativity saying, like, wow, they definitely came for you. Like, and I had a good time. I had a good time. And so I mentioned before that my daughter and my assistants thought like it was a pretty hostile environment. And people on social media that have messaged me, many, many people, and people personally that have messaged me. So Andy texted me that night, wow, that was crazy. I'm like, yeah, people thought it was a little bit of an ambush. And he was like, it was crazy. I knew it was intense in the moment, just like a reunion. And Jeff Lewis messaged me something like that. Well, that was, you know, fun. And I was like, it was definitely interesting, you know, because I never lie and I'm just going to be like, not rude. It was definitely interesting. And then the next day he was like, you're TV gold. And I said, it was definitely good TV. I had fun. He's like, that's not what you said on your podcast. And I said, I did actually have fun. It's just the way that it's perceived. Now hear me out. When I was about to say this, my thought was he's going to say whatever he says here, but he's going to do what everybody else does that I've ever met that's in entertainment, besides a few people that I'll mention on this podcast. They go and they then go just use that. They screen grab and then they go use that in social media, or he's going to use it as a 5-day a week show. So I thought, grain of salt, whatever I write here to Jeff Lewis is ending up somewhere else. But at least I said what I said. So I said, let me pick up the phone. I looked at my phone to see if I had Jeff's number, and I do. And I called him. I said, listen, he said, sorry if you hurt or something. And I said, listen, I'm fine. I just want you to know. I started off, I said, I'm fine. And don't hate the player, hate the game. And when you walk into that show, that's what's going to happen. And I can handle myself. I'm fine because I can handle myself. If I couldn't handle myself, that would have been a whole different story. Like, it only looked like it did because I was handling myself, and I am trained for that. And I said, we're not good friends and you don't owe me anything. I said, I just want you to know how it was perceived. And he said, oh my God, I didn't intend that at all. Like, I really like you and I didn't mean for it to be that way. I truthfully thought we're going in there and we're going to spar and you're the only person I know who can handle it and take it. And that's what we're going to do. And I said, I thought from the beginning, I just had some dumb idea for him as a show. It felt like guns blazing from the minute I sat down. But again, I can take it. I'm not upset. I'm not mad. I'm just telling you that what my daughter said and what my team said and that what people texted me and what it was perceived to be. And I get the sense that he might be a little, you know, sensitive as a person, but, you know, act like he's just all nails, all tough. And he said, I didn't intend that at all. And I was, you know, and I'm about to start crying again, which is weird for me because there's something about it. Because people are so gross these days that when someone is just the opposite, it shocks me and it moves me. And he said, I would love to apologize to your daughter. I'm really, really sorry. And I can't believe he said that. I know it sounds crazy. I'm crying over this. Like, he said, I'm really sorry. And I couldn't believe that because people don't do that. They don't call each other. They trash each other on social media. They go in circles. And I believe he was sorry because I've been there. I've said things that are cold and then realize like other people either A, can't take it, or B, like I didn't realize how I came off. There's something is how you come off. He didn't realize how he came off because of how it felt to him. And how it felt funny and like making good television. I said, this is the nature of that beast. You walk in there and you're going to get beat. You're going to get hit. And it's the price you pay for being able to promote what you're doing and what I'm doing. And you're not the one winning. I mean, they're getting ratings and it is what it is. That's a massive show. Oprah's been there. Mariah's been there. Like, it's the price of admission. And I said, and he said, well, it'll be great for your podcast. And I said, if that were my primary concern, I wouldn't have left Housewives for millions of dollars. Like, my primary concern is being a human being. And you saying that to me just now, and you know, and he said, I'm going to go on my radio show and I'm going to say this. I'm going to talk about it. And I was like, I thought you'd do the opposite. I thought you'd get on and start trashing me like everybody else does. Like, people just keep trashing each other onto other trash versus ironing it out and talking about it. And it really moved me. And I just have to say that it's not the things that we do in our lives. We make mistakes. We say stupid things. We say inappropriate things. We say things that are not for the modern day. And the first thing that happens is everybody wants to beat you down. And it's gotten out of control. And instead of just me going and just doing a tour of trashing Jeff, I got on the phone with him and he, you know, I'm here to say, like, we all make mistakes. And I'm not even saying it was a mistake. He was on a television show. I can take it. It's in many ways, reality TV is a shit pit. We're all in it, you know, but he perceives it as either a mistake or that he didn't want to hurt my feelings. And he didn't even, I didn't even know I had feelings about it because I'm so Teflon, but I just realized I have feelings about it because when he said sorry, it just moved me so deeply. And I just think he's a class act and it said so much more about him for him to apologize. And then I was getting off that to get onto an interview and Andy calls me and I said to him, you know, you didn't need to say that line. And he was like, well, it's something that Ramona said about you, you know, about I don't support women. I'm like, right, but you didn't start it with Ramona. You made it like that's what people say. And he was like, I get that. Like he was acknowledging what was going on. And he's like, it was not an ambush. I'm like, you're right. It was not an ambush. I do not think that there was like a pre-plan and everybody was sitting there with guns waiting for me to come in. But it felt a little bit like a match. And I'm okay with it. I'd go on again for it tomorrow. It's a good promotion and it's fun. You get to, you know, it's the price of admission. But then he and I had a really nice enlightening conversation about me leaving Housewives and what that process was like, which is private between us because I do not share the things that Andy and I discuss. You know, I don't air our laundry. And we talked about just different things that have gone back and forth, you know, between the two of us. Not, it's never been an argument. We have not ever been in an argument. We both are not only thick skinned and really enjoy each other and like each other and respect each other, but also business people. And we both have reason, to be annoyed at each other for different things because we've come up at the exact same time. Don't forget, first time Andy ever did a reunion was, I don't know if it was Orange County. It might've been with New York. Probably was Orange County. I don't know. But it was like back in that day. It was just an idea that the network had. So he was like a young executive coming up in the entertainment industry. And I was a young reality person coming up in the entertainment industry. And we both have had 10 careers since then. We both have published books. We both have done shows and TV and radio and podcasts and deals and products and all of it. So, you know, you're going to crack a few eggs. I just want to say that shout out to Jeff Lewis and Andy, because both of them today wanted to really clear the air. And, you know, I'm not saying Andy, like, you know, apologize, just kind of apologize with Jeff, full-fledged apology. Andy, I'm not saying he owed me any sort of apology, but like an apology light, like, I'm sorry that this went down this way today. And also this is some stuff that you and I have gone back and forth about and like clean. And it's really nice. I just think that's just, it's not about Bravo and it's not about myself or Jeff or Watch What Happens Live. It's about life and things are going to be unpleasant. You're not going to like everything someone says or does, but to kind of get on the phone, not all the time, but just like pick up the phone, sit down with someone for lunch and just clear the air. It's really made me feel good. I've been like, I've cried three times, like, you know, slight tears three times today. So I'm really glad I went and watched What Happens Live because it restored my faith in humanity.
Diamonds Direct Spring Sale starts this weekend. Get 20% off rings, earrings, pendants, bracelets, and more. It's the best store-wide sale of the season. Plus, book an appointment and get an additional $100 off. That's 20% off plus $100 off store-wide. And enjoy an expanded selection of the latest styles with designer appearances each weekend. Tons of engagement rings on sale, too. 20% off starts Friday and opens Sundays. Details at DiamondsDirect.com.
What do the most successful growing businesses have in common? They're working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens, with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles, ready for next day installation, and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
That Los Angeles sunshine coming through.
Please stand by. Prime Video and Westworld director Jonathan Nolan invite you to Fallout.
After 200 years, we don't know much about what's up there. violence, desperation, lawlessness.
Everyone wants to save the world, but they just disagree on how.
We're gonna get across that wasteland, and we're gonna do it together.
Fallout. All episodes available now on Prime Video.